Vrbo helps you swap gift wrap time for quality time. Go to Vrbo now and book a last-minute week-long stay and save over $390 this holiday season. Book your next vacation rental home on Vrbo. Average savings $396. Select homes only.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5 minute idea fix. You know that feeling when you trip and fall flat on your face? Maybe in front of a crush, or right before giving a big presentation. It's embarrassing, it hurts, and you just want to disappear. But what if I told you that stumble could be the very thing that pushes you forward? That's what we're diving into today, embracing failure as a stepping stone to success. Because let's face it, life is a series of experiments, and sometimes those experiments blow up in our faces. But guess what? Even the most successful people have experienced epic fails along the way. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help you reframe your perspective on failure. First off, failure isn't the opposite of success, it's part of the process. Think about it like learning to ride a bike. You didn't just hop on and zoom around, did you? Chances are, you fell a few times, scraped your knees, maybe even cried. But each fall was a lesson, helping you adjust, balance, and eventually master the ride. Success is rarely a straight path, it's more like a winding road with bumps, detours, and yes, the occasional facepalm. Secondly, failure is valuable feedback. It's like your inner critic shouting, hey, try something else. You know that feeling when you put together an amazing presentation, only to get crickets? That's right. But here's the thing. That silence tells you something. Maybe your message wasn't clear enough, or maybe your delivery could use some work. Either way, it's a signal to adjust your approach, refine your skills, and come back stronger. Thirdly, failure can be a massive motivator. When we fail, our ego takes a hit, but that thing can actually fuel our fire. It pushes us to learn, grow, and prove to ourselves and maybe even the world that we're capable of more. Remember Thomas Edison? He didn't just invent the light bulb on his first try. He famously said, I have not failed, I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. Talk about turning lemons into lemonade. Fourth, surrounding yourself with supportive people makes a world of difference. Ever notice how your friend who always cheers you on seems to handle setbacks better? That's because they have a built-in support system. Share your failures with people you trust, let them lift you up and remind you of your strengths. And remember, sometimes the best advice comes from those who have been in your shoes. Finally, don't be afraid to get back in the game. This one is crucial. It's easy to get stuck in a rut after a setback, but remember, failure isn't a full stop, it's a comma. Take some time to process, learn from the experience, and then dust yourself off and keep moving forward. Every single yes starts with a bunch of no's. Imagine this. You're starting a new business, pouring your heart and soul into it. You face countless hurdles, rejection from investors, sleepless nights, maybe even some product flops along the way. It can feel overwhelming, right? But what if I told you that every no was getting you closer to yes? What if those setbacks weren't failures, but essential stepping stones? Think about it. J.K. Rowling was rejected by over a dozen publishers before her Harry Potter manuscript found a home. She faced countless no's, but she didn't give up. She kept writing, refining her story, and eventually, she achieved global success. The point is, those no's were crucial for her journey. They pushed her to improve, to persevere, and ultimately, to create something truly magical. So here's the takeaway, folks. Don't fear failure, embrace it. See it as a valuable learning experience, a chance to grow, and a stepping stone towards your ultimate success. Remember, you're not defined by your setbacks, you're defined by how you bounce back from them. Keep pushing forward, keep experimenting, keep believing in yourself even when things get tough. Because the greatest successes often come after the most epic failures. Now, I want to hear from you. Have you ever faced a setback that turned into an unexpected opportunity? Share your story with me on social media using #BrainstormBoost. And remember, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe and leave us a review. Until tomorrow, keep brainstorming, keep pushing boundaries, and never stop believing in the power of your own ideas.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.